So in Michtav Me'eliyahu, Perik He, we're continuing here in this classic essay from Rav Dessler about analyzing the concept of Chesed and the concept of Ahava, of love. Last time we spoke about the root in Perik Dalet, the root of Ahava that is inborn in every human being, and that the Ahava, love, is engendered more with giving rather than receiving. The more we give, the more there is feelings of love that are developed. So let's see. Hitba'er beperek hakodem, it was explained in the previous perek, ki lechol adam yesh nitzotz koach hanetina, that everyone has a spark of the power of giving. Veze ki lo nitna reshut lekoach hanetila levatel gam et hanitzot hazeh. It's interesting because in the earlier prakim, we were talking about how everyone has in them the koach hanetila, the urge for taking. A human being wants to take, wants to receive. But he says, Hashem did not allow for the koach hanetila to negate the spark of koach hanetina. Which means a human being has dual powers in him. He has the urge to take, netila, but that doesn't negate, that doesn't nullify the koach of netina, the urge to give. At the same time, you also have the urge to give. She'ilmale ken haya olam charev. Because imagine, because if that would be the case, the world would be desolate, would be destroyed. Lo hayu nosim nashim, nobody would marry women. Ve'lo hayu megadlim banim, nobody would raise children. Imagine if the koach hanetila would override the nitzotz of koach hanetina in the human being. People would just live for themselves. Al ken gazar Hashem yitbarach, therefore the Borei Olam decreed so, ki nitzotz ze lo yipared mibnei ha'adam le'olamim, that this spark of urge to give, to want to nurture, to want to give, should not go away forever from human beings. Here we are, 5,782 years after the creation of the first man, and the koach hanetina is still vibrant. There is still a koach hanetina. It did not flicker out. Ulam, however, ya'an ki me'at me'od hu inyan hanetina asher bahem. Since the inyan of netina is still very small, as we called it before, it's a spark of koach hanetina. Al ken yivcharu ba'asher yimtzeu chen be'enehem. Therefore, yeah, people do get married, people do give, but they choose the one who finds favor in their eyes. They choose who they want to give to. Lahem yitnu ve'yetivu ve'otam yohavu. They will give to those who they like. They will allow for themselves to love those who they like. Et eli yachshevu ke'ilu shelahem hema. To those who they will consider like their own. Mishpachtam, their family, kovehem, their relatives, re'ehem v'chavrehem, their friends. Ach et sh'ar b'nei adam le'nochrim v'zarim yachshovu. But everyone else is considered a foreigner, estranged. Yitnahagu imahem b'midat ha'netila. With the foreigners, with the strangers, people will act more with koach ha'netila, the act of taking. Yitharu b'hem, they will compete with them, have competition with others, yachtefu mehem kechol asher yuchal, and grab from them as much as you can, as much as they can. Ach yitbonen na ha'adam. Let's think, he says. Ki la'asher yiten yohav. As we said, it's to the one that you give that you will love. Ve'gam yelo chelek bo. As we said, by giving to someone, remember we explained, a part of you is now in him. When you gave something of yours, so a part now of him belongs to you. When you invest in someone, when you give someone, so a part of you is in him.
Right.
So then a person will notice, Yavchin let's first read a little bit. I'm trying also to like figure. Ve'az yavchin ve'yavin, and then a person will realize, ki zeh asher zar nechshav lo, that the one that he thought was foreign to him, the one that he thought was estranged, hu rak me'asher terem natano, it's only because that was before you gave him anything. Ve'od lo hetiv imo, you didn't benefit him in any way. That's why you thought of him that way. Im yatchil na lehetiv et kol asher yimtza, oh, this should be highlighted. He says, but if you start to benefit all that you encounter, anyone you encounter, you do something good with him, ki az yargish asher kulam hem akova, then the feeling will begin to develop in his heart that everyone is really his relative. Kulam ahuvav, everyone is beloved. Ki bekulam yesh lo chelek, because he has a share in all of them. Ubekulam hitpashta atzmuto, his essence spread to everyone. As we explained that when you give, right, your essence is being now extended to everyone. So when you think someone is a foreigner, like, I don't like, that's because you never did anything for him. The moment you will do something for him, all of a sudden you feel, oh, it's a funny thing. It's not so bad after all. La'adam asher yizkeh le'agia el ha'madriga me'ula hazot, someone who will merit reaching such a level, muvenet hi kipshuta mitzvat ha'Torah. Then we can understand the mitzvah of the Torah, ve'ahavta le'reacha kamocha kipshuto, in its most simplest translation. Kamocha b'li shum hefresh. Kamocha mamash. Mamash like you. Ki benafshecha timtza asher ata vehu echad inchem. Because you will find in you that you and him, you're one. V'targish hargasha brura ki hu lecha kamocha. Here he's explaining. Ve'ahavta le'reacha kamocha. When you will love your friend, you will see that it's kamocha. You will see that it's like loving yourself. Because when you love your friend, when you're giving to someone else, you are giving of yourself, it's kamocha. Now you're going to realize it's not so hard to love it. The best remedy to create peace, or even love between people, is go through the motions of benefiting. Look for opportunities to do something good for that person. And little by little, he will cease to be an enemy. That's really what Shlomo HaMelech said. Shlomo HaMelech in Mishle, what did he say? Im ra'ev sona'acha, ha'achileu lechem. If your enemy is hungry, give him bread. Now, the simple meaning of the pasuk there, especially from the continuation of the pasuk, the continuation is, ki gechalim atachote al rosho. Because it's like you're pouring hot coals on his head. In other words, Shlomo HaMelech saying, if you really want to get your enemy, you should give him bread. He's like, oh, he's giving me bread. Instead of giving me a punch, he's giving me bread. He's going to be confused and he's off balance. Ki gechalim atachote al rosho. That's the facade of what Shlomo HaMelech is saying. What he's saying deeper, and now I just thought, it does fit with the continuation. If your soneh is hungry, give him bread, and you will see that he's not such a sone afterward. After all, that's ki gechalim atachote al rosho. You are pouring hot coals over his head. You are taking away his sinah. In fact, you're taking away your own sinah. You're not going to hate him so much anymore. That's the biggest remedy for strife. Because the biggest mistake is when people are in a fight, they don't want to see each other. I don't want to do anything with him. It's just going to create even more animosity. Adrabah, like the Tomer Dvorah says way in the beginning of the Sefer. He did something to you. That's the time to do something good to him. That's how you create shalom, by doing something good. You sit next to someone in the wedding, they sat you at the table, next to the guy that you never wanted in your life to sit next to him. And you're looking at the Bala Simcha, do you know me? Who'd you sit me with? You know what the tzaddik will do? The tzaddik right away goes for the wine bottle. He opens and he pours him a cup of wine. Maybe even make a lechaim. You never know. You might see them a half hour later holding hands dancing together. And then he comes home and he tells his wife, you know, I thought he was a bad guy. He's not so bad. What happened? Sachakol, he gave him a cup of... he gave him some wine. Ahava zot, perek vav, ahava zot, hidvar pele, v'kochot ha-nefesh. This whole thing of ahava is a wondrous koach in the nefesh, in kochot ha-nefesh. Lecha'ora, ya nir'e ki be'emet en tochen mamashi be'ahava zot. I mean, it seems like, is there any substance to the emotion? Ela shehi etza amuka shel ha-borei yitbarach. There's no substance. It's just this trick of the wisest creator. Leman kiyum ha-olam, for the purpose of having a world. Kemo shenatnu beno et ha-ra'avo. Kemo shenatnu banu et ha-ra'avo leman kiyum ha-guf. Just like Hashem created hunger in our body for food in order that we should maintain our body by feeding it. Imagine if nobody would get hungry. Imagine a workaholic who never gets hungry. You know, well, you'll find him in his last moments. He's going to die in his office, right? Because he will never go to eat. What gets the workaholic to go to eat? He can't take it. He's hungry. So he's thinking now of the falafel that is being sold downstairs. And he goes and he gets it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's how he made sure that people continue to live. So Ahava, Hashem made this trick called love. It's in order to maintain, you know, the world, that there should be marriage, that there should be, you know, children, and so on.
Is he talking about sexual desires at this point?
In simple love, yes, that is included, but love, the emotion of love. So you'll think it's not really a substantial creation. It's just something. It's like a trick. It's a way and means to get us to survive. You see, he says, but this is far-fetched to say this, he says. See, he answers your question. He says, for that we have ta'ava. Ta'ava, the desire, right? That's enough to create, the world, to have the world. Or the longing for having children. That sense of longing, of having children, okay. That would be enough for that purpose, to maintain the world. But why do we have this ahava? You know, by animals, there's no like relationship, emotions of love. Yeah. There is, you know, mating season. After mating season, bye-bye. Maybe I'll see you next year, maybe not. That's it. There's no connection. Here we see it's a whole connect. If it's only for the purpose of maintaining the world, for that, the ta'ava is enough. Well, what's the ahava for? What's that for? I told you I have to go. Okay, go. I was simple. What do I do?